Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to the Badass Women's Hour Extra Bits, a little extra gift for you podcast subscribers. This week it features me, Harriet Minter, and Emma Sexton taking on Anne Widdecombe. Yes, Anne Widdecombe.
Underwear, armpit hair, many imitators, but no one compares.
Badass Women's Hour XL with Harriet Minter, Natalie Campbell, and Emma Sexton on Talk Radio.
One, two, three, four!
This week it was announced that Ethiopia's Prime Minister had appointed a cabinet which was made up of 50% women. Ethiopia actually has a voluntary quota system for its parties, which requires a certain number of women, I think it's 40%, certain number of women in government. And they've now got a 50-50 cabinet, which I think is amazing.
I think it's incredible.
Rwanda, same thing, requires 40% of women on 40% of MPs to be women. And they've now gone over 50% of their entire government is female. Should we have quotas here in the UK? Emma, what do you think?
Definitely. I've always said yes to quotas because, you know, and the pushback is always like, oh, but we want the best people doing the job. And it's like, well, that's just making the assumption that all the people that are there already are the best people. And we know that they're not. They're there because of unconscious bias. They're there because of privilege. They're there because of leveraging their networks. So absolutely, we should have quotas. Yeah.
So I think we should too. And they do. So certainly in the Labour Party, they have a quota for the number of female candidates. And they've sort of resisted it. There have been calls for it in the Tory party, which they've resisted. We're currently, however, that said, we don't have quotas in the UK, and we are currently on 32% of our MPs are women, which is the highest it's ever been. So maybe we're getting there naturally?
Well, I just think it comes back to this bot for the newspapers. And the thing is, we know now, we are really clear, we've done the studies, we know about unconscious bias. And unless you are doing your due diligence, we're never going to change that. And yes, 32% is good when you compare it to what it was. But what it was so awful. I don't want to be sitting here going, oh, aren't we doing really well? No, we're not. It's not 50%. We're doing really badly because it's not 50%.
Well, here to talk to us about it, we have a bit of a female legend when it comes to MPs, Anne Widdecombe. Anne, what do you think? Should we be having quotas for the numbers of women in Parliament?
No, absolutely not. First of all, it's an insult to women.
Why is it an insult to women?
Well, I'm just about to tell you. I want every woman in Parliament to be able to look every man in Parliament in the eye and to know that she got there on exactly the same basis as he got there.
Do you think every man can look every woman in Parliament and think they got there on the same basis?
Well, they did, obviously. If you won't even listen, we'll just end, okay?
Okay.
I'm sorry, I don't find this funny. I actually consider this a serious subject.
No, I'm listening.
Right. Now, every woman should be able to look every man in the eye and know that she got there on exactly the same basis as he got there. Once you have quotas, once you have all women shortlists, or whatever measures you take to try and artificially smooth the paths of women, then they haven't got there on the same basis as the men. Now, in my day, we all had, every single one of us had got there by beating off all the competition in the same way that the men had. None of us had our paths artificially smoothed. That is patronising, that is insulting, and in the end, it makes us second-class citizens.
Okay, so I hear that and I completely agree. I don't think anyone wants to feel that they get a role simply because they're a woman. But what I do question is whether or not men have not had their paths artificially smoothed. So when we look at unconscious bias and we know that we consider leaders automatically to be men, when we look at how we select people.
What do you mean leaders automatically?
Well, we've had two women prime ministers. It's not a great ratio out of a total, is it?
Well, yes, actually, if you look at it in modern times, since the passing of the Act, it is a pretty good ratio. We've got a woman head of the judiciary. We've got a woman head of the Metropolitan Police. You know, we've got women absolutely everywhere in senior positions. We have actually won the battle. And now what we're doing is embracing the cult of victimhood and saying that we need, from the men, special consideration. Forget it, dear. It's an insult.
Emma. And can I ask you a question? You've obviously been really successful in politics. Do you feel that you have had to, you've used the words battle, do you feel you've had to fight harder? Do you feel that you haven't had a smooth...
No, I didn't feel that at all. And probably the reason for that was that I didn't go in looking for problems. I never regarded myself, for example, as a woman MP. I was an MP who happened to be a woman, but I represented a constituency in which 50% were men. So I never regarded myself as this sort of peculiar being of a woman MP, and therefore I expected to be treated equally, and therefore I was. But if you go in looking for problems, you will encounter them.
So I appreciate what you're saying in terms of looking for problems. When you're sat in the Houses of Parliament, you're perhaps the only woman in a sea of men. Did you ever see what did you think were the reasons for that, or did you just accept that's okay and that's just how it is?
Well, frankly, I never thought like that. I mean, first of all, I was never the only woman in a sea of men. There were several dozen women there when I went in. These days, there are a couple of hundred. So I mean, it's going up all the time. But I was never conscious of the fact that I was in a sea of men. I was conscious of the fact that I was an MP in a sea of MPs, all doing exactly the same job. And in the end, that is what equality means. It is that we are all doing the same job on the same basis, having got there with a level, not a tilted playing field.
Would you like to see it getting to the point where there is 50-50 women and men?
No, because I think it's irrelevant. I mean, you know, I'm a pensioner, but I don't demand that there are so many pensioners in the House of Commons, or so many ethnics, or so many this, or so many that, or so many gays, or so many redheads. Quotas are irrelevant. What matters is that the people who are there will represent their constituencies as a whole. And as I say, you know, I had to represent a constituency in which, and this is true of most constituencies, 50% of the electorate were men. I represented them as well as the women. I represented the young and the old and the gay and the straight and the black and the white. I represented them all alike. That was my job.
And is it easy to represent other people than you? Because I look at the gender balance, but I also look at the diversity in MPs, and then I look at the world as a whole, and I just think that we don't have enough of the different voices from different genders, from different backgrounds, from different walks of life in the Houses of Parliament. And I wonder how you can represent this if you are from, you know, if you're from a very one-dimensional background.
If you cannot represent somebody who doesn't replicate yourself, then you shouldn't be an MP, love. You really shouldn't be an MP. Our job is to represent everybody, including people of opposite opinions, people we don't like much, people who haven't always contributed a great deal to society. Doesn't matter. Our job is to represent them. That is the job of being an MP. And any woman, man, or whatever who doesn't understand that doesn't understand the job of an MP.
But Anne, you don't represent everyone, do you? Because when we look at, for example, if I looked at your voting rights, you've continually voted against gay rights, you voted against gay marriage.
And if,
so you
I
don't
if I had voted the opposite way, then people with a different opinion would say that I hadn't represented them. The job of an MP is to represent all your constituents to the best of your ability. You do what you believe is right. The remedy is in the ballot box. And that is what you do. Of course, you cannot on every issue represent everybody for the very simple reason that on every issue there will be different opinions and all shades in between.
But Anne, you just said that to be a politician you had to represent everybody regardless.
Yes, I'm saying that you don't just represent yourself. You represent your constituency. That
but,
doesn't
but
mean...
I don't believe that your constituency all would have voted against gay marriage.
Well, for a start, you don't know. They wouldn't all have done, no, but you don't know...
But what I'm saying is, if you're representing the people, how can you vote either way?
Finish a sentence, dear. Otherwise, you don't understand what I'm saying. So why try to argue if you don't understand what I'm saying?
Well, I mean, I think she was saying that your argument didn't work.
No, I was saying that they wouldn't all support that, but you do not know where the majority would have lied.
No, but then finally what's happened is you voted based on your personal opinion, haven't you?
Well, because... in that case, nobody can vote in Parliament. Don't be silly. You're now taking the argument to extremes. You vote in Parliament and you then stand on what you've done.
But what I'm saying is when you're in Parliament, like you are influenced by your... by yourself, by your perspective. So if we don't have different perspectives in Parliament, we can't represent people.
We have to represent our constituencies. That means male and female, black and white, gay and straight. We have to represent our constituencies. It does not mean and cannot mean, it's impossible to mean, that you agree with every constituent on every issue.
That's true, but if you've got Parliament that entirely is one-dimensional person that is likely to have the same views, you are then going to skew your constituency's opinions based on your perspective. So if we don't have a range of voices, a range of gender, a range of backgrounds...
You have a range of voices in Parliament. You have a range of voices on every single issue. That is why we have a government and an opposition and several parties in between. And that is why we have a constitution which says they have to be heard. I mean, that is why we have the democratic setup that we have. But it doesn't mean and cannot mean, and no sensible person can expect it to mean, that you represent every individual at every stage. What you do is, if that individual comes to you with an issue, you deal with it.
And we were talking earlier in the show about a bot that's been created by the FT to ensure that if a journalist writes an article in which it only quotes men, it reminds them that they should be quoting some women as well. What do you think of that?
Stupid.
Why is that?
I'm about to tell you. It should actually reflect the arguments. Now, if there is an argument for X and another argument for Y, you reflect those arguments. Doesn't matter who puts them, whether it's men or women. I don't look at an argument and say, oh, is it a man putting this or is it a woman putting this? I look at the argument.
Can you not look at an argument and see? Because when I look at an argument, I can pretty much always see which gender it comes from.
Well, that to me is absolutely pathetic, because both men and women were, for example, in favour of the Iraq war. Both men and women vote for particular parties. Both men and women vote for practically any issue that you can mention, and therefore men and women...
I'm talking about when you see an opinion in an article.
Yes, and therefore men and women can have the same opinion or different opinions. Doesn't depend on their sex.
Pathetic or a super skill, depends how you look at it. And of course, you are on Strictly Come Dancing's Christmas special, is that right?
I am.
Little bit of Strictly music. Are you in rehearsals for it now?
Yes, I'm in training.
How is it going?
It's going very well, thank you very much. You'll be very pleased to know that there's a man and a woman involved with Anton and Lindsay.
What do you think about the debate we had, not so much this year, but definitely last year with Strictly Come Dancing, we should have same-sex couples?
Oh, well, as far as I'm concerned, Strictly is predicated on a man and a woman. And I don't think people, and obviously the BBC agree, because they haven't switched it, I don't think people, you know, want to see it any other way.
And, I think Craig said he did, actually. I think it was Craig who was saying it sounded like a good
Craig
idea.
Craig doesn't speak for the entire nation, dear. I mean, he's a very important person and he's absolutely wonderful.
No, but I was just pointing out that somebody
like
wanted to see
much,
it the other way.
He doesn't speak for the nation.
I don't think any of us could, Anne. Thank you so much for joining us and chatting to us here tonight on Badass Women's Hour XL. It's Anne Widdecombe giving us her view on quotas in Parliament. Strangely enough, she was against. And Strictly Come Dancing's Christmas special, which is on, is it Christmas Day? Day after Christmas Day? I don't know. But it'll be on around then, and it's always a joy. She is on it. Emma, what do you think after that? Where are you? Has she changed your mind?
No, she hasn't. She hasn't at all, because, you know, I appreciate what she's saying. To be a good politician, you've got to represent the country. But as she clearly stated in her argument, the way she votes is distorted by her views.
Yeah.
You know, and you can't not be in, and like you said, you have to vote one way or the other. So you will vote based on your life experience and your skews. And I just don't believe that if you don't have, you know, that diversity in the of MPs, that you really are going to have a representation of what the country thinks.
Well, there is an interesting point, which is that sometimes you can get somebody who you think, based on their gender, ethnicity, age, etc., is going to think in one way, and they think in a completely different way. So we can't just determine diversity of opinion based on background. But I agree. I think we do need a bit of gender balance. Definitely.
Definitely. Yeah.
Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4. This has been the Badass Women's Hour podcast with me, Harriet Minter, Natalie Campbell and Emma Sexton. If you want to hear more from us, you can come follow us on social media at Badass Women's Hour, HR, or leave us a review and tell us how much you love us. We really need to feel the love. 5 stars should do it.
If there's one thing that my family and friends know me for, it's being an amazing gift giver. I owe it all to Celebrations Passport from 1-800-Flowers.com, my one-stop shopping site that has amazing gifts for every occasion. With Celebrations Passport, I get free shipping on thousands of amazing gifts. And the more gifts I give, the more perks and rewards I earn. To learn more and take your gift-giving to the next level, visit 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.